Right. So last time we discussed the ona of the Or Zarua, and now we're going to move on to discuss the ona of the Avi Asaf. The Agos Maimonios, Perek Dalet Alachates, quotes a very brief citation of the Avi Asaf to say, you know, figure out exactly what he means, but to say that an ona is 12 hours. The Lashon in Agos Maimonios, the Asaf Kasav, you know, the ona as far as the din of prisha biyom avest. The asaf kasav yom olayla mime nisan v'tishrei. That the ona that's relevant to prisha the ona savest is the day or night ona during the nisan or tishrei season, you know, when the days are the nights and the days are relatively equal. And half a day and half a night, if it's in the summer and the winter. Vitema. So in this citation, it doesn't quite flesh out exactly what the parameters are, nor does he explicate what the tema on the position of the Asaf is. But as we'll see, the presumption is that the Asaf somehow is referring to an equal ona. Whether it's in the summer or winter, whether it's in the fall or spring, an ona is all the same, which we presume to be the 12 hours of a spring or fall, a day or night time. But we'll see how we know that in a few moments. The Bach quotes as a raya to this position that an ona could be a Yud Beis Shos from a Gemara in Samachayim at Beis, where the Gemara has such a line that the Shir Ona is Yud Beis Shos. The Taz is not convinced by the Raya, and the Taz in Sifkatan Beis, the Taz points out that's in a limited context of Dan Besulim, that up to what point after B'S Mitzvah can you be Tola, can you be Tola Dam and Dan Besulim? So there the Gemara invokes a Yud Beis Shos standard. The Taz says, that's not necessarily relevant to our context. We read a few lines in the Taz. Od Havi, this is in Sukkotan Beis, after he quotes the Or Zarua, then he goes into the Avi Asaf. Od Havi Beis Yosef, Vishema Gos Maimonios, Shakasa Vishema Vi Asaf, Shaona Zu, Yom Olayla, Menisam Tishrei, Shayom Olayla Shavim. So half of a 24-hour period. So the Taz doesn't think that we have to put too much stock in the Avi Asaf. It's not quoted by the later Rishonim, earlier Achronim. The Gam listened to the Gemara Mashma de Lokapit El Al Yom O Alayla below Hiskiru shows Perkaisha and the Gemara that we began with, the Din of Prisha Samachleves Vizartem, the Gemara makes no reference to any more specific way of calculating Ona, just refers to Yom and Laila. The Kasavala Marichamizal, the Ishtami Mivalagos Mamios and Vizose, Fadiz of Eshperik Tinokis, that's the Gemara we just referenced on Samache, Lehedya, Gabini Danami. So that's the Bach's raya for the Avi Asaf. Akashali. Dim Tomar Bishos Talia Milsa. A Mimela Isser Haona Hiba Osa Perek Shebegila Liros. Hain Bayom. Hain Balaila. Velo Timsakan Lomer Yud Beis Shos. Elim Rasa Biyom and Nisa Mitishre Beem Sayom of Em Salila. So if you're going to go with Yud Beis Shos, what does that mean? That logically, the owner that concerns us should be that day-night period when you see Dam. So if you're going to tell me that you calculate Yud Beis Shos as an absolute, how are you going to cheshbon it? If you're going to start Yud Beis Shos from the Shasriya, that's going to take you into the following night. V'tiyah muteres lifnei osa shabos o yom atzma. And she'll be muteres earlier on that day. V'zevada eno So it can't be that it's going to end up being being more of a kula than the default presumption. The default presumption is that the owner of record is that yom or that lila. So if you're going to tell me that you cheshbon yud beis shows from the shasri and on, then you're going to end up being makel earlier in the day. So that's a kula relative to what the pasha of the gemara is. If the chashir lemafrei yud beis shows, and if you're going to go backwards 12 hours, heyach tasa kishatira bitzchila sayom. So the Taz assumes that if you're going to go with a Yuvei Shos calculation, either it means that you're counting backwards Yuvei Shos, or you're counting forwards Yuvei Shos so far, and either of those are going to end up with a Kula against the Pashtus of the Gemara. Okay, so maybe you start, you don't go 12 backwards or 12 forwards, you start in the middle and go 6 backwards forwards. V'cheinim tomar, Shetachshov vav shows the mafreya v'shisha lahaba lo tiasura kol hayom imtira b'tchila sayom alakarchach b'yom v'b'layla tol yamilsa. So if you're going to tell me that you go 6 back and 6 forwards, so weiter, you could have a situation where the re'iya is towards the end of a summer day, you're going to count 6 backwards, but the beginning of that yom isn't part of the onus avest. And again, that's against what the Taz thinks is logical and the simple reading of the Gemara. So for that reason, the Taz thinks that the Avi Asaf, even though the Avi Asaf in certain situations will end up being a chumra, other situations will be a kula, that the Taz thinks is unacceptable. Alakarkach b'yom b'layla talya milsa. And the Taz thinks that that raya that the Bach brought isn't relevant here because that's specific to Dan Besulim and doesn't tell you anything about Cheshbon Vestos in general. That's the Taz who rejects the Asaf, who understands he can't find a tzir where he's comfortable explaining Yud Beis Shos, but he says anyway you calculate Yud Beis Shos, that's going to end up with the relative kula that the Taz thinks is unsustainable. The Shach in Sivkat and Zayin accepts the V'yasaf and thinks that that we should follow the V'yasaf L'chumra. We'll get back to that in a few moments. Rabbi Karp on page Kuf Pei He and Kuf Pei Vav in the Mishmeres Satara, this is in volume one, so he points out that the V'yasaf, we generally assume, is the Raviyah. If you look in the Raviyah, there's no such Raviyah. That which goes Maimonides quotes in the Avi Asaf does not appear in the Raviyah, but he says it does appear in the Ravan, which we'll quote in a moment. In the Sefer Vestos Malachi points out not only does it not appear in the Raviyah, but the Raviyah is beferish against this. The Raviyah in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel assumes like the Rov Rishonim, like the Rambam, like the Torah, like we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that Yud Beis Shos has no relevance here, and the onus havest is the yom or lila period in which the re'iyah takes place. So not only is it not the Raviyah lefanenu, but the Raviyah lefanenu is beferish otherwise. However, it is the Ravan, and Rabbi Karr points out that if you look in the Ravan sounds like it's really a variation on a theme of the Or Zeruah. Let's try to pull up the citation together. Okay, here we go. So the Ravan. Is as follows. Tanya, v'hi's artemis b'nei Yisrael mitumasam, aras harul b'nei Yisrael sheyifreshu minishaseyan samuch levestan, v'kama amar Rabba Ona, v'kama Ona, amar b'yochanan yom, o yom, o laila, sheim vesta b'yom yifresh laila shelefanav, v'vesta b'laila yifresh yom shelefnei alaila. Okay, so that's the Orzarua, that Prisha Samach Vest is the vest prior to, or the Ona prior to the Onas Vest. Bismant Kufas Nisan Vitishrei Shayom V'layla Shavim. And that is true during the spring and the fall, where day and night time are relatively equal. Aval Tkufas Tamas V'teves, in the winter and the summer, She'ein Yom V'layla Shavim, Chatzi Yom V'chatzi Layla Lifnei Havest. So this Ravan is basically explaining what we know as the Or Zeruah Vest. But he's saying that Chumr the Or, that which we refer to as Chumr the Or Zeruah, which the Ravan says that's what Prisha Samach Vest means. But that previous vest is only the entire vest when it's relatively a 12-hour vest in the fall and spring. But in the summer and winter, it's not going to be the entire onus of vest of the previous vest. So if it's in, again, the lashon of chatzi yom v'chatzi laila lifnei havest presumably means that when the yom or laila is more than 12 hours, you don't have to wait the entirety of that previous yom or laila. It's sufficient to wait for half of that, which should correspond to a, now, technically speaking, half of that, if the range of a nighttime, let's say, is between 9 hours and 15 hours, so then half of 15 is 7.5, which is a little bit more than 6. That's not exactly, it's not going to be exactly half of your base shows, but within that ballpark, where the day and the night are longer or shorter than average, then the necessity to be parish in the previous Ona is calibrated as longer or shorter than the actual Yom or Laila unit, which could average out to 12 hours. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Karp points out, is what the Ravan actually says, which sounds like it's a modification of the Or Zeruah, but wouldn't lead you to the Kula that the Taz anticipates, where you would end up shaving off part of the actual Onus of Vest itself. As this citation of the Ravan is that the whole discussion here where Yud Beis shows is relevant, that's only in the context of the Ona prior to the Onus Havest, the Or Zeruah Ona, but not to the Onus Havest itself. And Rabbi Karp just notes that if you look in the Makor of the Ravan, then it's not so clear why the Chumr of the Yevi Asaf did not have as much popularity as the Or Zeruah. As we discussed last time, even though push comes to shove, Mikra Din, we assume that the Or Zeruah may only be a Chumrah, but Lemaisa, many poskim recommend following the Or Zeruah, at least the Chumrah. The VSF didn't have that much popularity. Rabbi Karp just wonders, if you actually look at the sources, that the VSF is just a twist on the Or Zeruah. So why did the VSF not take off the same way?
Within the Ravan, when do we draw the line that you're allowed to cut the Ona Chrisi in half?
Not really clear. That's what I was saying, that the hours don't all work out evenly. It's not clear. Meaning, the presentation, half doesn't mean dafka half. I don't think it's very clear. Meaning, in the extreme, if you have, and obviously it would depend where you live, what latitude, et cetera. But in the extreme, if you're to have a daytime or a nighttime that is 18 hours long, so then it would be sufficient. The 9 hours, not exactly clear how you do the actual calculation in every situation. But even if you read the Ravan, it does end up that the Ravan still is a relative cool and chumra in some situations to the Or Zeruah, because there'll be times where, let's say in a winter night, according to the Or Zeruah, the ona before the onus of est is limited, and according to the Avi Asaf, you have to go into the previous daytime, right? I mean, according to the Avi Asaf, you average out. So if we're talking about the ona prior to the onus of est, so in, let's say you're in a place where nighttime is 9 hours long. So then according to the Or Zeruah strictly, if the ona is Sunday day, then you have to be parish the entirety of Motzei Shabbos. According to the Asaf, you'd have to begin that prisha Shabbos afternoon at some point. So the Asaf ends up being sometimes a relative chumra over the Or Zeruah, even if it's within the spirit and an extension of the Or Zeruah. Rabbi Morgenzer just points out in the Pische Das on page 129 that even though it's generally assumed that the Avi Asaf is a Ravia, and that's what we noted before, that it doesn't appear in the Ravia Lefanenu, but he quotes a Tshuvas Beis Yosef Simon Yudalid, who suggests that the Avi Asaf was a Ravia's brother. In which case, we don't have Stiras in the Ravia, so we don't have it in the Ravia, but I don't know if we have any Ksavim, original Ksavim, the Ravia's brother. But then maybe that's the Avi Asaf that we're referring to. In the Sefer Vestas Balach that we quoted last time, he quotes Achronim, the Tila of David, who say that the Avi Asaf does appear to be reflected in the Rabbeinu Chananel as well. The Rabbeinu Chananel in Shavuos Daf Yechas Mebeis, that's a parallel sugya to the Gemara Nida of the Zartem of Bnei Yisrael. So there, the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Marj in the Gemara, has that Prisha Samach Levest is Yud Beis Shos, and he writes that's Dumi to Dan Besulim. So that's exactly what the Bach's Raya was. The Bach's Raya was in that Gemara Dan Besulim Samachay. The Taz rejects it as not being relevant to Prisha Samach Levest, but that Rabbeinu Chananel quotes Dan Besulim as being the model for Yud Beis Shos. So Rabbeinu Chananel clearly seems to fit in the camp of the Asaf. There is potentially a different take on the VSF, and this is what the contemporary Svarim quote from the Even Shlema on the Ravan. I think Rabbi Karpasis, the Vestas Balacha quotes this. So in the printed Ravan, there's a commentary on the back called the Even Shlema. So he explains, I did not see this inside, I just saw a quote secondhand. But he explains within the Ravan that along the lines of just 1 second. Sorry, just looking for it here. No, I'm sorry. Okay, so the what he quotes is Evan Shlaim is in line with what we were saying. Meaning, let's take a step back. The way the Taz understood the Avi Asaf, which is part of why the Taz rejects it, is that the Avi Asaf's position is relevant to the Onos Havest itself. Onos Havest is always going to be a Yud Beis Shos, which could result both in Kulas and Chumras depending on the time of year. And the way we read the Ravan indicates, I know, nothing to do with the onus of S itself. The onus of S itself is going to be however long that Yom Valayla is, and his Yud Beis Shos position refers to the ona prior to the rest. So that's what they were quoting for the Evan Shlaima, who explains that, which is what the Ravan seems to be saying, but that's not the way the early Achronim seem to have understood the V'Asaf, but it fits more into the words of the Ravan as we saw them. So again, the Taz rejects the Asaf, the Shach accepts it. The Shach in the accepts it in the Perish HaMukubal that refers to the Yom Avest itself, at least Luchumra, that if in the winter you'd have to be Choshesh for additional hours. In general, the Poskim are not as concerned about the Asaf. Rav Osner in the Shir Shevet Levi says part of the reason he thinks is that it's difficult to make these calculations, meaning you'd have to cheshben every month differently if you're going to be choshev for the Asaf, where it ends up being a chumrah, and how you calculate those hours. But Rav Osner writes that if a person does want to be machmir, then kadosh she'amrlo, that would be a acceptable and perhaps laudable. Chorma. Now, the Taz was a little bit confused, or at least tried to explore how you would calculate the cheshbon of hours according to the V'Asaf in various directions. And Taz thinks that all those situations end up with the potential kula that he thinks isn't correct. The Shach and the Nekuda Sekesef assumes that what the V'Asaf meant is Yud Beis Shos all the time. And therefore, the way you calculate it is, if let's say you had a vest during the winter where there are 9 hours of daylight, so your onus of vest is the daytime during the winter, so then you'd have to tack on 1.5 hours in the morning before the beginning of the day and 1.5 hours after Shkia. So your starting point is your 9 hours of daylight, and you have to get from 9 to 12. So you equally add on in both directions. And the opposite situation, if we're talking about the summer, so let's say you have a 15-hour day, and the Re'iyah is sometime in the or your last Re'iyah was sometime in the middle of the day, then you only have to be Paresh for the middle 12 hours of the day. You can knock off the first hour and a half, and the last hour and a half. And the Shach there references Adrisha, who said that no, you just start calculating from Chatzos and go 12 hours from Chatzos, and that the Shach says Ein lo raglayim klal, that is baseless. Okay, so that is the Asaf, which again was not Shach notwithstanding, was not widely viewed as a concern or a necessary chumra on the part of Poska. Okay, so now let's talk about what the parameters of Prisha Samach Levest are. So again, Lashon Shulchan Aruch, which we started last time in Sif Beis, was B'shas Vesta Tzarech Lifrosh Mimena Ona Achas Velo Mishar Krevos Ela Mitashmish Hamita Bilvat. So Mechaber Paskins, that Prisha Samach Levest is only limited to an Isur Tashmish, and not other mine korfa. That's the position, for example, of the Ramban. The Ramban Perichas Alach Yud and Hilchos Nida, Kisha Isha Chosesh Es Lonas Vesta, Horu Mitzas Bale Hara, She'ena Asura Ella B'Tashmish. That he quotes Mitzas Bale Hara, that the issue is only B'Tashmish. Aval Shar Prishus Lovach Mira Leha, She'en Kan Ella Chosesh El Devrayim. That since Prishus Samach Levest, according to the Ramban and many other Rishonim, is only a Isser Derabbanan. So you don't have to expand that Isser Derabbanan beyond the bare necessity. So applies to Tashmish, doesn't apply further. That's the position of the Ravid, the Rashba, and other Rishonim. That's the position of the Mechabi here in Se'if base. The Trumas HaDeshen has a contrary position. Trumas HaDeshen in Simin Reish Nun writes as follows. Let's pull it up on the screen. Okay, this is the Trumas HaDeshen in Simin Reish Nun. Shayla. The onesh shesamach levesta shari adam lechabek ulenashik is ishalo. So is there an isra chibek v'nishuk during the ona? He writes ona the shaila was presented as ona samach levesta. That then appreciates samach levesta. Yera de aser v'lo mivay ledas haga onim disfir lehu the samach levesta daraisa mivizarta. So obviously you'd be more inclined to expand the Isser Prishna Samach Leves if you're talking about an Isser Deraisa. The Jumas Sedeshin says, lo mi bai, according to those, the Shita Sagonim, those who hold that Prishna Samach Leves is an Isser Deraisa, then it definitely applies to Chibuk Venisha. But he says, even if it's only Derabbanan, it's still reasonable to extend it. The Lefamim, skipping down to the bold a little later on, the Lefamim Mechmiru Tvei B'Isser Chamor Lefamim Lo Chilku. Even though we're talking about a Dinder Rabbanon, but if it's a Dinder Rabbanon where the concern is the possibility of violating or having Tashmish when an Isha is a woman is beginning of her Re'iyah, and that's what the Yisoda Prisha is, so sometimes it's appropriate to expand that Chumra. He writes, he quotes Agos Maimonios. Quotes that Ramban. It says Ramban, but it really means Ramban. And he says, Nirud Rasalomar Shar Prishos Kigon Shelo Yigaba O Shelo Yochalima. So when the Ramban that we started with said Shar Prishos O Chmiru, even the Ramban suggested Shemus Hadeshin didn't mean Chibuk Venishuk, he meant lower grade Prishos, like Harchokos. Shelo Yigaba, Shelo Yochalima, Mzdiga Thakos, Vachia Gavna, Dehein Harchokos of Prishos, Lafuke, Chavikos, Unishikos, Denenin Mehen, Kamami Tashmish, Velo Mikri Prishos, Vachlal Tashmishain, Umidilo Shari Elishar Prishos, Mashem Behedya, Dechibuk Venishok Daraisa, Eina Inun Asiri. So the Trumas Hadeshin thinks that even if you hold Prishas Samach Levest is a Din Derabbanan, but it could be a more expansive Derabbanan that includes Chibuk V'Nishuk, and he thinks even the Ramban citation, Mixas Bala Yara, who were Matir Shar Prishos, that was only a reference to Harchakos, but not to Chibuk V'Nishuk, and therefore Chibuk V'Nishuk remains Aser. Okay, but again, that's not the Pesach of the Mechaber. And the Taz writes in Sifkat and Gimel, Beisel Sifkat v'afilu chibuk v'nishuk mutter, v'lo chashvina l'biya, kevin shabiya iser d'rabbanan, d'lo kitrumas hadashin shikasa l'iser v'chibuk v'nishuk, kasa marichamizal, amachim rizatot l'abracha. So the Bach says that even though the Mechaber paskins that there's no Isser Chibuk V'Nishuk, a Machmir Tov L'Bracha. The linear is as the Taz, Sh'asim min Adin, L'das HaRash, V'Rayim Yisim and Shimon Beis. And the Taz says, no. he thinks that chibur kenishik is aser midina. What's his raya? The Rush. Raya misim and shim and beis and hilchas avelus shekasef harash linyan avelus sheyesh lahakmer b'chibur kenishik shumei b'lidei chashak cheshak. But dinami hacha koshkein hu sheyesh lo cheshak tfei kishaho lech lederach. The Taz thinks that the Chaber is Mako across the board. The Bach says the Machmer Tavel Abracha, and the Taz thinks Asim Mekor Adet. And he has a Raya from a Rosh in Shin Mem Beis. That's the Simon of Meis Aviv Shal Chasan Imo Shal Kala. But what is his Raya from the Rosh to Asar Chibuk Venishuk? Not so clear. So Rabbi Morgenstern in page 266 quotes two approaches that you have in Achronim as to what is the reference to, what's the Taz's Kavana in citing a Rush. They go to Prideya, which seems to be what the Torah Shlomim understood as well. We'll see in a moment in Sivkat and Hay. So they understood that they're referring to a Rush in the case of Meis Avishal Chasan. So where Meis Avishal Chasan, Kodem HaChuppah, during the Shibbos Yemei Mishnah, so even though Avelus only starts after the Shibbos Yemei Mishnah, but during the Shibbos Yemei Mishnah, there's an Isser of Chibuk V'Nishuk. That's how we'll see in a moment the Chumash Hadeshen understood the Raya from the Rush. And that's what Rabbi Morgenstern quotes in the Prideya. The Isser of Chibuk V'Nishuk during the Shibbos Yemei Mishnah in a case of Meis Aviv Shal Chasan, Imo Shal Kala. Now, Tosfos Shlomim doesn't think that's such a strong Raya. Taras HaShlamim in Sifkat and Dalit Ein Dvar Mechrachim Dishani Hassam the Yitzhar Takva Shalom Baal. So no, anyway, we have certain chumras in that case of Meis Avishal Chasan because they didn't have B'yas Mitzvah yet. And in general, we're always more machmir on our chakos where you didn't have B'yir Rishona yet, didn't have B'yir Smitzvah because you're so tokfo. So you can't bring any rayas from the archakos that are necessary in the case of Meis Avil Shal Chasan to our situation of a regular Prishas Amach Leves because the level of Yisro Tokfo is not comparable. That's a special chumrah by Meis Avil Shal Chasan, not relevant to a normal vest situation. That's the Taras HaShlamim's objection to what he understood the Raya from the Rosh to be. And Rabbi Morgenstern points out that even without that, this Rosh is not quoted explicitly lahalacha. Rov Rishonim argue. And even though the Taz references Shin Mem Beis, that Rosh is not quoted lahalacha and Shulchan Aruch and Shin Mem Beis. It's referenced among the Rishonim. But not clear that we pass in that way anyway. In the situation of Meis Avishal Chasan, even if we do, Taras HaShlamim says, Ein Odoma, there is Yisro Tokfo, and that's not relevant to our situation. But the Sidrei Tarim, Sifkat and Beis, says, no, the Kavana isn't to the Rush because he doesn't think that the Rush actually says that. But the Kavana is to Rabbeinu Yerucham. That the Yerbeinu Yerucham in a regular situation of Avelus is Machmir on Chibuk V'Nishuk Telchzayim. The regular Avelus Tashmish is Aser. But this is what the Ramah Paskins in Shin Pei Gimel, we're Machmir on Chibuk V'Nishuk. So just as we're Machmir on Chibuk V'Nishuk in a regular Avelus situation, so too you should be Machmir on Chibuk V'Nishuk in Prisha Samach Levest. Now, if that's a Kavana, then the citation in our Taz would be Lav Dafka. It's not really Shin Mem Beis. It's Shin Pei Gimel. Okay, but that's what the Sidrei Tarim thinks is the real Kavana of the Taz. The justice for Machmir Chibuk V'Nishuk for Avelis, you have to be Machmir Chibuk V'Nishuk for Prisha Samuch Levest. The Chasson Sofer quote is saying the following. I couldn't find the tshuva inside, but I saw this quoted in some of the contemporary Svarim. I think in Rabbi Karb Sefer, the Chazan Sofer b'shem his Rabbi of Nassan Adler, that the reason to distinguish against the Taz, and the reason to distinguish between Isser Tashmish and Chibuk V'Nishuk, is why when it comes to Prisha Samach Levest, are we machmir on Tashmish and not Chibuk V'Nishuk, is that the real concern is that maybe a woman would be roev alavadaita. So in the course of Tashmish, it's conceivable that a woman may begin to see dam and not realize it, and that would be a horrible situation. So that's why Tashmish should be aser biyam avest, but that consideration doesn't apply to chibuk v'nishuk. And then he quotes another point from the Chassid Sofer himself, that the concern as to why we aser Tashmish beyond the concern of Riya Vilavadaita is that Tashmish could itself bring on the onset of Riya. Again, that's limited, that concern is limited to Tashmish and not to Chibuk V'Nishuk. That's why you would distinguish. The Lamaisa, Rav Vosner says, Hamachmir Tov Ala Bracha. Rabbi Morgan, of course, from Mavil Yashiv, Hamekel Yeshla Milosmach. So again, the Ikar then, right, the Shach, sorry, I forgot to mention before, the Shach is Mekel as well. And, sorry, the Shach has a Tavala Bracha like the Bach, that Mikradin, Chibuk Nishik is Mutter, Machmir Tavala Bracha. So, some Ikaradin, most poskim assume that Chibuk V'Nishuk is a mutter, even if it would be commendable to avoid. Okay. So let's move on now in Se'if Beis. The Rama writes as follows. V'kolze lo mairi ela bevest hatali b'yamin. So the din of Prisha Samach Levest, as we just outlined it, is relevant to your regular kind of vest, be it a vest kavua of haflaga or vest hachodesh, or ona benonis, but not a vest that's tali b'shina yagov. And that we'll talk about later in Siman Kuf Peitas. Fine. The isha shemeshanes vesta lahakdim bezo gimel yamim, ola acher. So if a woman doesn't have a classic vest kavua, but she has a range of two or three days in which she'll have a riya. The isha shemeshanes vesta lahakdim bezo gimel yamim, ola acher, kishemagiyas man vesta tsarach lifrash mimena bezo gimel yamim kodem o laachrav. And that's based on a Hagos Maimonides, the beginning of Periches of Isurei Bia. A woman is Mishanes Vesta to see two or three days earlier, two or three days later. Then there's a Chiyah Prisha for two or three days earlier or two or three days later. So what exactly is the case of the Hagos Maimonides that the Rama quotes here, Lahalacha? So skip now to the Shach and Kuf Peites. Sifkat and Lamites. Kuf Peites, Sifkat and Lamites. So if you read the Rama that we just read literally, it sounds like the Rama is saying that if a woman has this range of two or three days in either direction where she could have a Ria, then there's a Chiyah Prisha for that entire range. So if she has a range of 3 days, then the din of Prisha Samach Levest would apply to all those 3 days. It says the Shach in Sivkat Alam Tess and Simon Kuf Peites. Dele'el, referring to Ardin, Ein Ratz HaLomar Shetzarech Lifrosh Kol HaGimel Yamin. Imkain, my inyan shemishtane is vesta lakan. El rasalomar, tahayla vest, va acher kach mishtane is vesta lahakti bezo gimel yamim, Asvicha lifrosh gam kodem avest, kifima shirigila lahaktim, kigon, shirigila lahaktim gimel yamim, tarach lifrosh also yom shirigila lahaktim, kidakas of kan, vaina shakasul el, vain el, simin, kuf, pei, test. So according to the Shach, the need on Arama is that if a woman has a vest kavua, and then, so let's say she repeatedly sees, we'll talk about a vest achodesh, she repeatedly sees on the sixth day of the month. So she sees on Vav Cheshvan, on Vav Kislev, and on Vav Teves. And then in Adar, she sees on Dalet. So come the next month, come Nisan, she still has her vest kavua, which wasn't Ne'akar yet, on Vav. But she also has to be choshesh for Dalet. That doesn't mean that if a woman has a range where sometimes she sees on Dalet, sometimes she sees Hey, sometimes she sees Vav, without a Ves Kavua even, she has to be choshesh for all those 3 days as far as Prisha. No, we're talking about a woman who has a Ves Kavua. And then Shinsa to see on a day a couple days earlier. So come the next month, the Ves Kavua was an Akar. She still has to be Parish as per the Ves Kavua. And on top of that, she has to be Parish on the day that she had the Riya in the previous month. The problem with that understanding of the Ramah is that's Beferish Adin and Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Peites. That's the Din and Kuf Peites if you're Dalid. Haisa Regil Liras Yom Esrim. The Yesh Loves Kavua, the Shinsa Liyom Shloshim, Zevaz Asurim. Ukashi Agia Yom Kaf Luriyas Shloshim, Asurim Mishim Vestarishon, Lotirabo Hosheshis Liyom Lamid, Shinsa Pamayim Liyom Lamid, Zevaz Asurim, until you're Oka the Vest. That's a classic halacha in Hilchos Vestos, that you have to, until you're Oka a Vest Kavua, excuse me, you have to be concerned about the Ves Kavua, but at the same time, if you have a Ves She'eno Kavua before you Oka the Ves Kavua, a more recent Ves She'eno Kavua, you have to be choshev for that as well. So if that's all the Ramah meant to say in our Sifir Kuf Pedale Beis, the Ramah is not adding anything over a Din Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Pei Test. That's the Kasha of the Chavis Das. Chavis Das here in Sif Katan Dalid, that according to the Shach's understanding of our Ramah, the Ramah is not adding anything over a Din Mefurash in Shulchan Aruch. The Badi Shulchan suggests in Sifkat and Kaf that no, maybe the Ramah is coming, he's not being Mechadish, a totally new halacha, but he's coming to tell you, you might have had a Havamina, that if the Haflaga is only 2 or 3 days off the Ves Kavua, so maybe you don't have to be choshish for that. Maybe in that case, if it's within a limited margin, not so far off from the Ves Kavua, so maybe you don't have to be choshish for that new Yom Hariyah, and that's still Nichlal in the original Ves Kavua because it's not far off, and you'd only have to be Paresh Samach to the Ono of the Ves Kavua. Says Ramah, nope, that's what this Din of the Agos Maimonides tells us. Even if the Haflaga is coming to... Even if the Haflaga is limited to 2 or 3 days, that still creates a new Ves She'eno Kavua that you have to be choshesh for, in addition to the Ves Kavua that haven't yet been Ne'akar. Okay. The Torah HaShlamim has a different understanding of Aramah. This is back in Kuf Peites. Sifkata and Kavav, Kuf Peites Kavav, the Torah Sashlama understands that Arama is talking dafka about a woman that does not have a Ves Kavua. And that, if you read the Agos Maimonides inside, that's befavorish the context of the Agos Maimonides. They're talking about a woman that doesn't have a Ves Kavua. If she doesn't have a Ves Kavua, but she has a range where she sees within that range, so then you have to be machmir for every day in that range. If you have a range of 2 or 3 days where she could have a ri'ah, then you have to be machmir for all the days in that range, which ends up, that's more likely, or the literal reading of the Ramah, that you end up with a chumrah, that you have to treat all those days as a vest, as a yom vest, le'inyan, the din of prisha. So to that, the Plaisy comments as follows. The Plaisy in Sifkat and Hay, Yonas and Ibishitz, he writes the following. B'divrei Minchas Yaakov, that's the Taras HaShlamim, Einam Muvan Klal. Da Dayin Lo Hoil. Lama Tifresh Kol Gimel Yamim. Halo Vesta Lenimshecha Rak Yom Echad. So, fine. So last month she saw on Gimel. The month before she saw on Dalet. The month before she saw on Hay. But Lemaisa, Yom Vest is only one of those days. Imkain Osa Yom Tifrosh. Lama kol gimel yamim. V'lchei ma shekasa demayri she'en leves kavua, rak b'agia ona benanis, darka lahaktim, en klal me'inyan akusha she'esh bezeh, ve'en sarich laharich bo. So the place he says that he doesn't think that's true lalacha, that shouldn't be the case, that if a woman doesn't have a ves kavua, then you're only choshesh for the last vest she'eno kavua, as far as the prisha. You don't have to cheshben that if she saw within a range of a few days, that every one of those days you have to be choshesh for. But let's talk about the Taras HaShlamim himself. The Taras HaShlamim says, and this is what we have in our Hagos Maimonides, that is Beferish in Hagos Maimonides, that he talked about a case of a vast Shein Kavua. So that's against the Shach. The Shach that we started with understood whatever the terrors for the Shach and the Chavis Das's Kasha is, so the Shach understood that Ramos talking about we have a vast Kavua. And if you have a vast Kavua, you have to be Choshesh for the Yom of the vast Kavua and the most recent vast Shein Kavua as well. So what about the Taras HaShlamim? The Taras HaShlamim says that this Raman Kuf Pei Dalet is based on the Ghost Maimonides, and the Ghost Maimonides is Beferish, that we're talking about a vest She'eno Kavua. So Ramosha writes, Chelek Beis Yoredeya Simen Samach Zayin. Chelek Beis Yoredeya Simen Samach Zayin, the end of an Avav. Yoredeya Beis Simen Samach Zayin, the end of an Avav. They have to say that the Raman must have had another Girsa in the Ghost Maimonides, otherwise his understanding of the Ramah would not be sustainable. Okay. There's a note of Behuda, Madura Kama Yaradeya Simin Memvav, Madura Kama Yaradeya Simin Memvav. The note of Behuda writes as follows. Yeredeya Memvav, Piskei Tshuva references this in Sifkat and Ches, but we'll read the note of Yehuda inside on the screen. Bazeh Nirlani Yastaiti, Perish Divei Rama Baga Simen Kuf Pei Dalid Sif Beis. This is the, one second, if you want to look at the Piskei Tshuva, right, that's the Piskei Tshuva here, Kosis Nazbi Hud and Sivkat and Ches in our Simen Kufei Dalet. But again, we can read it on the screen. Bazenu Lenestaiti Perish Divrei Rama Bahaga Simen Kufei Dalet Sif Beis. The Isha Shemeshanes Vesta Lahaktim Shnaim Ogimel Yom Ola Acher Sarach Lifrash Mimena Shnaim Ogimel Yom Nearly Perusho Shakahu Kvias Vesta Shebisoch Elu Hashnayim Oshloshi Yamim, Tire, Ubaguf Elu Hayamim, Ein Lozman Kavua, Amos. So the situation is that the woman will always see within the range of these 2 or 3 days, but there's no predictable time within that range where she's going to see. Lefamim bazel, lefamim bazel. Rak al kopanim lo yavru gimel yamim alalu b'li ri'ya. Im kein, kol hagimel yamim hema havest, v'tzarech lifrosh b'kulan. So if a woman always sees within a range of 3 days, but sometimes it could be day one, sometimes it could be day two, sometimes it could be day three. So then all those 3 days are considered to be a Yom HaVest, and you have to be parished all of those days. So the Nozbi Huda says, this is probably the most literal reading of the Ramah, that anytime you have a range where you can see any day in those that range, then that entire range is considered to be an Onus HaVest. And that entire range requires prisha. Rabbi Forth points out in page 409 that there's a Shilta Giborim in the beginning of Shavuos that seems to say something similar, that you can have this kind of range that creates a vest. So do we assume like this Nozbi Huda? Nozbi Huda ends up being a significant chumrah, that nowadays very few women, as he pointed out, have an authentic vest kavua, but there could be many women that have a limited range that they'll predictably see, or they'll have the kvias even to see within a 3-day range, definitely a haflag of a 3-day range, maybe a vest chodesh of a 3-day range. That's a lot more nogeya. So the Aruch HaShulchan actually thinks, so we pass it like the Nozbi Huda. The Aruch HaShulchan Sif Kafei assumes like this Nozbi Huda Lahalacha, that if a woman has this kind of a range of 3 days or up to 3 days within which she predictably has a re'iyah, then there's a dinner prisha for that entire 3-day range. Chavistas does not buy into this. Chavistas says, can't be, it's not logical. Ein adas sovelas. And the Badei Shulchan thinks that better to be machmir, but Hamekel Yeshlo Almi Lismoch. And he quotes a compromise option that even if you're going to be Mekel, then it might be advisable, and he quotes this from the Crazy, it might be advisable if you're going to have Tashmish during that range on a day that's not technically the onus of Est. I mean, a woman sees within a range of a few days, so one of those days is going to be the onus of Est at least. But if you can have Tashmish on another day, at least do a Bedika, Koda Mula Achar Tashmish. Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek He, Simen Kuf Lamed He, Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek He, Simen Kuf Lamed He, writes that even though there may be some, maybe basis for being choshesh for the Nozbi Huda, but he says halacha lemaisa, it's difficult to be machmir for others. V'somich ani lemaisa kishiyesh tzarech lahakel al makilim v'ushita sashach. The shach is no lightweight, so it's the shach l'chavas das. So he thinks even though there's what to be, there may be what to be machmir about. But one is fully within the right to be mekel, and he writes that it's hard to impose this chumrah on others. In the Sefer Vestos Balacha, Simon Kaf Beis, he points out that the Nozbi Huda, if you read the whole Tshuva of the Nozbi Huda, it sounds like he's machmir up to a range of 7 days. And the Ramah is quoting 2 or 3 days. And the Chachmas Adam also, Kuf Ches Osvav, sounds like there's a longer range. But he quotes that Lamaisa, even those who are machmir, only machmir up to a 3-day range. And he quotes among the machmirim, the Ber Moshe, quoting the Deborah Senior, quoting Rabbi Yochanan Steif, Shevi Levi, Shlomo Zalman and Adam Chaim Chaim Rav Shlomo Miller as among the Machmirim who think that you should be choshesh for the Noda Behuda. Okay, I think we'll stop here for today. And if it's okay with you, Wednesday, I'd like to do 3 p.m., a regular slot. Does that work?
Sure.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay.